Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to be a real, real hardcore listener of the show to understand this reference. If you're not, that's okay. I'll explain it in just a second. But Dibs, Big Mac.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Sure.
No, there's only one practice this week. Brock did not participate or is not participating. Neither is Ricky Pearsall. Neither is Juwan Jennings. The Niners sound like they are marching into L.A., a home game, on Thursday night. Severely limited, and probably another game for Mac Jones with another patchwork receiving core in a huge football game. It's unfortunate, but here we go.
Yep, it's a short week, and every time you go into that short week, you know that you're going to be without a certain amount of what you want to go forward with, but if you're going to be without your starting quarterback, who I'm being told is going to make a lot of money pretty soon, and you're without wide receiver two, who's become wide receiver one because your one is out, and your wide receiver two, who has become normally your three, but he's your two, and he might be out. So you're looking at possibly Mac Jones, Sky Moore, DeMarcus Robinson, and
Kendrick Bourne.
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah, I know. I still put him ahead of Sky Moore.
Is Ronnie Bell available? He drops the ball less often than Kendrick Bourne.
What happened to them dudes that were flying around in the practice squad, your Marquez Valdez Scantlings and your Russell Gages? And what happened to those guys still hanging around?
They might be
hanging
somewhere.
Around,
and
hanging
also,
around.
Trent Taylor was a guy who was kind of...
I mean...
Is Tariq Owens available to come out and run around and BTO? I mean, honestly...
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah. My point, though, is we are now 2 days and 3 hours away from kick, and that's kind of what we might be facing.
Maybe. Tonjes.
Yeah.
McCaffrey.
Farrell.
Yeah.
Hang on to that
Luke
thing now.
Farrell, that's right. Squeeze the orange.
Yeah. Brayden Willis, who gets a couple snaps a game.
Brock Purdy just spoke. Do you want to hear what he had to say?
I'd love to.
This is Brock Purdy asked how he feels. Simple question. Hey, Brock, how you feeling?
No, I feel a lot better compared to the week one game for sure. Toes just a little sore from the game, but nowhere near as bad as after Seattle.
Okay, so compares it to week one, says that's not where we are. I know John Lynch has already publicly said, sort of insinuated, he's like, I don't think this is a big deal. I get the sense if this were a Sunday game, I think Brock's chances to play in it are pretty decent. It's the Thursday factor, obviously, that condenses this, makes it really, really hard. And I know where most people sound like they sit on this, which is that, right, if there's any pushing of it at all, don't do it. I don't really look at it that way. You and I have talked about this a lot over the last couple of weeks. This is a monster game. I think that they're worth a game and a half. They're division games. It's a big, big deal. I know people want to preserve players. I don't think that exists. I don't know how you preserve people in the NFL. Watch the games. Tyreek Hill may never play again. You can't preserve people. So... I more look at it this way. There are doctors who are paid a lot of money to do this. If they clear him, I'd play him. That's it. If they clear him, I'd play him. If he can function and they clear him, I'd play him. I don't know that they're going to do that. The fact that there's no practice this week for him suggests probably not, but... That's the way I look at it. It's a monster game. Would love to have it.
Yeah, it's monster, and the game a week from Sunday is maybe a little less monster because it's not a divisional game, but I would actually go the other direction and say, look, we're already 2-0 in the division.
Yep.
If I can have Brock for sure, quote-unquote for sure, much more likely to play if he doesn't play Thursday, he'd be more likely to play in 10 days after Thursday, yep. then sure. you're going to Tampa on the road. And that is not a monster game, but it's a big game because Tampa's a good team and every game counts for a win or a loss. And you're already 2-0 in the division. So you do have a little bit of a buffer in terms of divisional tiebreakers and all the rest of that. So for me, if it is at all in doubt, and Mac Jones is not on the injury report, as far as I know.
He is not. Yeah.
Then
yeah,
you play Mac.
Full participation.
And you feel like, you know, Mac can get you in a spot to where you could still win that game with Mac Jones.
Yeah, of course.
Unbeaten as a Niner. Yeah.
This is true. Yeah.
That's a stat.
No, you're allowed to go play and win the game. That's a fact. By the way, speaking of win the games, quick palate cleanser. Did you go 2-0 again last night?
Who, me? Me? Yeah.
Are you 16-3 this year?
That's what I'm told. 16-3, brother.
Can we all? I just take 11 seconds.
Okay.
16-3.
That sounds like it's pretty good.
Jesus, dude.
Hot. Beyond hot.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Hot. Like so hot that I'm concerned about the fire alarms in this room. We might have the sprinklers get activated.
Are you doing anything differently? You eating something? Are you working out? Are you waking up at a different time? What are you doing that you need to keep doing?
I'm doing deep dives. I'm doing a lot of like advanced analytics, and I'm looking at rest advantage, disadvantage, and I'm looking at, you know, home road situations. Last night was a little, I'm not going to say it was easy because it's never easy, but Cincinnati is an absolute hot mess.
Yeah.
Denver at home.
Trey Hendrickson, get him.
Denver motivated.
Bring him to me.
I thought Denver, like, motivated to stay in the mix. Yeah. The other one, Miami Jets, a little bit of a coin flip, and so I leaned on the home team. And turns out the Jets are even worse than I thought.
Dude, blazing hot.
I hate to see it because my old neighbor's on the coaching staff. And, you don't ever want to see a coach get fired anywhere, but Aaron Glenn... first year, I'm not going to say he's going to be one and done, but if you go 0-17, all bets are off the table.
Your 20th pick will be the Niner-Ram game on Thursday. So we're already looking forward to that. Dibs, ladies and gentlemen, if you see him, shake his hand. He is 16-3, but wear a glove because he's hot. All right, more Purdy. Brock actually said this is not out of the realm of what he thought was going to happen after he played.
Something that we talked about, playing might, you know, lead to some soreness and stuff. So sort of expected it, but, you know, with the quick turnaround, Thursday night game and everything, it's tougher. I don't have as many days to, you know, get right and heal up and feel better. So just where we're at.
Okay, that's where we're at. And then he was asked, would it have been better if, you know, like you didn't do that? How about if you didn't play against the Jaguars and then instead targeted this one?
I was ready to go. You know, I felt pretty good. And, you know, for me to go out and execute an offense and go through reads and throw the ball, like throughout the week of practice, I felt great. And so I had a lot of confidence going into the game thinking that I was going to be good. So that was our decision and we're rolling with it.
Okay. Yeah. That, and I think that that's been trumpeted all across the organization where it was almost kind of like, I get the idea of now he's sore. And so people will say you rushed him back. And the Niners' response to that was, dude, like, I didn't feel anything. Why the hell would you sit if you're like, I'm not in pain. I get that. But game speed is a different deal. People are touching you. They don't touch you in practice when you're the quarterback. So I don't know. You know what I mean? Do people want to rip the Niners for putting him in there last week? I think that's silly because don't forget Mac was hurt too. He was actually on the injury report. So I think they went with their healthier quarterback. Here we are, don't know who they're going to go with this week, and whoever it is going to have a skeleton crew around him, and so it's going to be really, really hard. Really hard, no matter who it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Mac or Brock.
Even a healthy Brock, it would be really, really hard
because
the Rams' defense is very good up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Front especially, physical, and you're going to be on a short week. So even if Brock didn't have the toe issue, I would look at the Ram game, and I told you this when the schedule came out, and I looked at games that might be, quote, scheduled losses. I look at this game. I look at a trip to Tampa, which is not going to be easy. Nope. Tampa's really good. And I look at Cleveland before the bye. And I also looked at Seattle in the opener, but they were able to get that one. So this one was always going to be tough, even though it's Levi South and the crowd won't be a big factor. It's a short week against a very good defense and a quarterback who, I don't know what he's doing with his back, but his back is fine. I heard him this morning on Pat McAfee, and he was talking about how, yeah, in the preseason I had a little bit of a back thing, but you know now I'm feeling great, and he sure looks good.
Yeah,
and he is just, that ball comes out quick. So
If you don't like, listen, we've all watched this. We've seen this movie before.
He's accurate.
If you do not rush Matt Stafford, he gonna eat you up.
You'll be the Thanksgiving turkey. He'll be the electric knife.
So Saleh's going to have to come up with something because he's also really good against the blitz. So don't make it as simple as just like, well, just send Fred. Get Fred going. Send Fred. Oof, he's really good. This is a veteran with a rocket arm, really smart, has seen it all, knows the Niners by now. So this is a hell of a challenge, no matter who plays. So we'll see. Like, I don't really have a strong opinion outside of, like, what do the Niners doctors think? And if he can play, I'd play him. And I hear you if you disagree, but
I disagree.
I know, but you know me. Like, I'm just not getting into how guys' bodies feel because I have no idea. We're not doctors. We're not experts. We're not there. I don't think the Niners are so stupid that they're going to put Brock in harm's way for the season.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to do that.
They won't.
They're not dumb.
Matt Maiocco had this on Twitter about a half an hour ago. Could Brock Purdy play if the Niners played tonight? He answered, tonight? No. But I have 2 days. So.
But I looked at my watch, and we don't play tonight.
I got 2 days.
Yeah.
So there's that. And, you know, ultimately, it won't be a decision made by, oh, boy, will Brock get hurt again? You're right. If Brock is cleared to play, he plays. I just would love to see him chill for an extra 10 days and let that toe quiet all the way down.
Look, I get that. I really do. Like, we're sitting here on Tuesday afternoon, and if he's saying he couldn't play if the game were right now, and the game is in 50 hours, 51 hours, and you only get one practice, and he didn't participate in it, it feels like he's probably going to sit. However, there's one more from Purdy. Check it out. This is an interesting one. Hey, Brock, you know all those overthrows on Sunday? Was that the toe? Was that because you couldn't plant?
Still, I don't really know. I missed the throws on film and everything, but is it something that had to do with my toe and whatnot? I couldn't tell you at this point. You know, like, I'm still trying to get better and feel good with my toe and everything, but I think down the road after I feel 100% and good to go, you know, start throwing the ball, maybe I can come back and answer that question. But right now, I still don't know.
Okay, I'd like to give a shot at translating that. Let me see what you think. Yes.
But I still don't know.
No, yes. That means the answer is yes, but I don't want to say that into a microphone because that's soft.
Right.
We're
and
not
also,
we don't do that in pro sports where we come out in week five and tell everybody that oh, yeah, my toe hurt, so that's why I missed my throws. Like that won't play. But he also didn't say no, which tells me he thinks the answer is yes.
Right. And also, you don't want to let the Rams know that, yeah, it's the toe, because if I'm a Rams defensive lineman, I'm not going to rough the quarterback, but I might try and stomp a foot for sure.
Absolutely.
If he's out there.
Of course, they're football players.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.